And the different genres that he did, he wasn't just the one Hawaiian. Mm-hmm. It was everything because he loved it all. Jazz, blues, rock,
opera?
Heavy metal, opera, Hawaiian, all of it. So he had touched a lot of people because of the different genres that he's done. And not only his voice, but the guitar playing. Me, myself, I love rock. I love the electric guitar.
All right.
I love, so that's what I remember him as growing up, because he was such a rebel, during his time growing up, because we're pretty much the same age. I'm not going to say how old we are.
Mm-hmm.
But, in our hometown of Lahaina, he was like rocking the whole street. From one end, 505, all the way to Kaanapali.
So he was really playing. I didn't know that. He was playing rock.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. He loved Kiss, Queen, Metallica,
really?
AC/DC, you name it. Rock
I was not aware of that.
Oh, yes. We have lots of memories and videos and pictures to show.
Yeah.
He even would burn his guitar.
No, he
yes,
didn't.
Yes, he burned his guitar. That is memories that I will always treasure.
So where did that come from?
That was in the 80s, and that was him.
Wow.
Just expressing himself.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, if you're here in a room, this was the original Ko'oi Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be thousands of those. Are all rock albums up there. I remember it was in this. We started Ko'oi FM in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
some of this stuff, might have been what he was listening to. And you know what? I thank you for that memory, because I never knew it and I would not have guessed it. Because I knew he loved the blues, and he did do a good rock album. I remember there was a good rock album, but people didn't respond to that much. We loved it. We played it. But it was like, you can't fit a big soul in a small niche.
Yes.
And Willie had a big soul. Well, I'm not going to say had. Willie has a big soul, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because you can't limit a soul either, right? A big soul is going to find a way to express, as he did, without a limitation on genre.
Yeah, and still keeping with the rock, I have to say this. Alice Cooper is the bomb. We love him.
Well, you
love him.
Yeah.
Oh, I love him.
Well, we play him on the buzz and at nights, and when he comes in here to record, when he comes into town, we'll have to let you know, because he does come in here and record his shows.
He's always at the Blues Fest as well.
Yeah, and it
That's
was at one
point.
Of Willie's Blues Fest that Willie actually invited him, and I got to spend the evening with him. And took
oh,
pictures.
My gosh.
So it was, I told my brother, if I would die tomorrow, I would be in heaven. But yeah, just another memory.
I would not have guessed that either. Okay, well, let's get one more memory here. Let's go around. Yeah, it's your turn.
It's hard to pinpoint one memory, and make one favorite, because I've known him all my life. So I have favorite memories throughout my life, But the people on his page, they're still sharing. And, we encourage everybody to do that. Because,
Facebook page.
Yeah, he's always wanted, a blog where people can talk,
mm-hmm.
and say how they feel, whether they're fighting cancer or they just want someplace to talk. So I'm happy that the fans are still, they're still telling us all their memories and sharing their pictures. It's nice. It's not only us trying to keep his legacy alive, but the entire world is helping out with that.
And it's amazing when you see how it touched every man and every woman.
Yeah.
And then
yes.
People like Chef Gordon and people who saw that amazing show with Anthony Bourdain.
Oh, yes.
That,
love
I mean,
Chef.
To me, that one blew my mind. When here was at I think it was shot at Chef's house,
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And there was some... I forget which chef was there. There was a big chef there besides, who wouldn't want... I think it was Sheldon?
Sheldon
Simeon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sheldon was there. I mean, who wouldn't want to cook for Anthony Bourdain, my God, in the backyard of Chef's house? What an...
Anthony Guterres' story is so funny.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, some people would be intimidated because this is, you know, heavy duty. You got the TV cameras and it's Anthony Bourdain, you know. But of all the people, right, there's Willie, you know, doing Willie's thing as Willie does. And I'm sure, I'd love, did Anthony get blown away by Willie as everyone gets blown away by Willie?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that must have been a moment for him, right? That must have been, I mean, because, you know, how, if you are Willie K, like he was, I mean, he was around a lot of people, you know, he knew the heavy duty rock stars, you know, mm-hmm. but he knew all kinds of stars and wherever he'd go. And I remember he was on the phone with me telling, I don't know if you went on that trip, you probably did, Debbie, when he went to China. Mm-hmm. When he went to that lake, the Wushan, I think, like the lake that Marco Polo used to go. It was, and he was there playing, I mean, China's a long way from here, right? And he was there in China and blew away the people that were the head money people that were developing the whole theme park, the whole idea of developing this area and bringing music to China. In fact, he said, well, he was at one point he was talking about maybe going and doing a whole tour of China, and then mm-hmm. things changed. You know, but he was talking about it, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're talking Willie in China? I mean, it's different cultures. I mean, very different cultures, right? And somehow, you know, the word got out he was in China, and it was blowing people away, just blowing people away with what he was doing there, you know? But this was kind of like happening on a regular basis. I mean, it seemed like wherever he would go, were there places that you heard about around in other countries and other places he went that this was happening where he was... Yeah, like
Germany. Israel,
Japan,
Italy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and isn't it interesting that he was able to completely break down any of the cultural, international barriers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With what he was doing, and that was, you know, I'm saying it's the power of his voice, you know, but there's more than that. There's more than the voice. Because to have the will or whatever it takes to get past these cultural barriers and whatever people may be thinking, you know, to be able to get on that stage and reach people, that's more than just a voice.
Yeah, he also made it a point to learn at least one song of that country or write a song of that country. Yeah. And no matter where he traveled, he also... wherever indigenous people was, he would honor them. So mm-hmm. he's done a lot.
I didn't know about that. Yeah. So he would learn a song from mm-hmm. the country.
Whatever country he's visiting, he'll learn the language, he'll sing a song, or he'll write a song for that country, like Germany. Yeah. What was the name of that song?
Sunshine in Berlin.
Yeah.
Sunshine in what?
Sunshine Berlin. In Berlin.
Sunshine in Berlin.
Yeah.
But he would learn every
I bet there was never song. A song called Sunshine in Berlin anymore.
I don't think there was ever Sunshine in Berlin.
That kind of tells you the kind of perspective
you
have.
Yeah, he's thinking. Yeah.
Always,
he'll bring sunshine to Berlin.
So when you have this huge, and I'm no Scott Johnson, of course. He's designed a lot of my album covers. That's for you, by the way. That's when I did. Scott was doing a lot of videotaping, and I've talked to Scott can talk, right? You know, Scott, you can't stop him, right? but Scott was telling me how he had this amazing conversations and video of Willie talking about the blues actually starting in Hawaii. And he had tracked it down to even people from Hawaii going to India and also to the South, and how that kind of even connected to the roots of some of the music and the jazz in the South. And it's mind-blowing. And I'm kind of wondering, when you have that kind of footage out there, it's like, oh my gosh, wouldn't it be amazing to... You have a lot of footage. I mean, there's... So how does all this get... I don't know even know how you control it, but used and documented and brought into what will happen. I mean, this could be years right. of work and music and video that could be really powerful that's still out there, right?
Because could be volumes and volumes of music and footage that we could put out.
How do you manage that? I mean, that's. I mean, I really can't. I wonder how you.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus.
Yeah.
One day at a time.
Yeah.
We're just kind of just trying to. I don't know how to say. Put him to rest, so that we can move forward, and then we can help to keep his legacy alive.
Okay, you opened a door. I'm going to walk through there, since I did this one. For my sister who passed away last year in the hands of God. In the last year and a half, when Willie was going through treatment and he was doing videos of his driving to the treatment, of his messages sometimes in the chemo treatment, he was very forthright, and I don't think he was before. I've interviewed him many times. I never had seen him really talk much about his faith in Christianity and his belief. But it came out beautifully in him in the last, at least that I could see, that I hadn't seen before in the last, was it about a year and a half? Was it 2 years? Can we talk about how that faith carried him and how he blossomed into being able to express it? I mean, because I was really touched when I saw that side of him, which I didn't know was there before.
Our family has always had a strong faith in God and Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. It's something that we had from before we were born, passed down from generation to generation.
Really?
Yeah. Aside from our culture, we're also very, very spiritual people. People don't see it. And it's hard to see it on a stage. But if you actually been to one of his concerts, you can see the Spirit work through him to the people. People always says that, you know, he's not only, I mean, he has a, like you said, big soul, big voice, but he's a true entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
He's used his platform to make sure people were aware of things that people may not want to be aware of, you know. Sometimes he came off harsh, and sometimes he came off really sweet. But, yeah, he's always been a really spiritual person.
I had not really ever really known that. I mean, of course, then we brings up the thing. You don't ever want to limit someone because you think, oh, they're this or they're that.
Yeah.
And because they're this or not that or whatever. You know, I mean, I've had that because I'm a rock and roll DJ that I can't be this too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people go, well, how can you be a rock and roll DJ and be a minister, and which I am, you know, and do the other. And for me, it's part of living. And like you said it beautifully, that's just the way it has been. And you even said before you were born, it's been in your family. And there has to be some pretty deep, deep roots there, right,
yeah.
that bring this about.
There's not one event that doesn't happen without a prayer.
I have a ladybug on the microphone sock right here, and it's
right
up to my nose. This little ladybug is just, like, crawling. I don't want to blow it away, literally, but it's kind of interesting to see this little ladybug wandering around here on this microphone. Hi there. Ladybug, fly away. Let me see if I can get him in a safer place, ladybug. but, and I wondered if there was ever, I mean, I have to go back to O Holy Night. One of my favorite, people ask me, what's your favorite Christmas song of all time? And it is O Holy Night. And I guess that, in a way, captures, I'm trying to get the ladybug here on the, sorry about that, ladybug. I don't want to scare you, but I don't want to kill you either. Oops, I turned the sorry. Ladybug falling. fly. Spread your wings and fly, ladybug. No, but that O Holy Night, doesn't that capture it? You talked about the Holy Spirit. That's what that song does.
Mm-hmm.
That song, that's, I think, why whenever I hear it, I literally stop what I'm doing in my tracks and just listen. And if there was ever anything that captured that Holy Spirit, that song, O Holy Night, is one that does, right?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
And he would always do a Christmas show, wouldn't he? He'd always make a point of doing a special Christmas show. There was that Christmas album. I think there may have been two Christmas albums.
Mm-hmm.
There were two Christmas albums that came out, right. So again, that expresses that. So you were saying you're going to do it one step at a time. Have you been able to figure out if there is going to be a blues fest, or is it just too soon to even try to deal with that? Are you going to try to, on his birthday, try to do something, or is there any way that that can be handled with everything else to do?
There's a lot of artists that are reaching out to see if we would be willing to do one, like a tribute or an honorable blue fest for him. It's just this pandemic. It mm-hmm. doesn't have, we don't have a venue that could hold that.
That's a good point. But
and we don't like charging people for lives.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting how that would happen, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it you were able to do it before. Maybe if it was a couple of shows, it could be done in a couple of shows or something.
We would have to do it on one week.
A week
blues fest.
Nothing wrong with that.
In order to get all those people on.
Wasn't there a time where you wanted to close down Front Street and do the whole thing for a
did.
Week? Wasn't there that time? I remember that blues fest for a week on Front Street. Mm-hmm. I remember that. That wasn't that long ago. That was a few years ago. He was talking about doing a, you know, he didn't even want to do a parade or something.
There's a whole bunch of parades for different events that he wants to do.
So do you ever feel that at some time you're just sitting there doing something and you get some direction from him or some kind of, I mean, I did with my sister, and that's why I wrote this one, In the Hands of God, but do you ever feel like that you're just getting, yeah, Willie, yeah, I got it, you know? Do you ever get that sense at all?
All the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then something I think is my own fault because I ask. Well, like, can you just tell me what you want so I can figure this out?
Yeah. And you do get that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, well, he's right here.
Well, isn't that nice that you asked, though? I mean, I appreciate that because some people don't, you know, and I think that makes all the difference. I asked my sister on this one, In the Hands of God, you know, because I needed some clarity, you know. And then we have to mention your two beautiful daughters, Debbie. I mean, I remember on stage, was it at the Pops concert where he brought her up and he's had her sing. Now she's like, what, 16?
12.
She's 12? She was 5 years old on stage, singing up on stage with Willie. And fearless, this little fearless warrior, right? Another fearless, powerful woman, right?
Yes.
And doing an amazing job singing, you know, and just dancing and doing the whole thing. Is there going to be more singers in the family coming up? I think I heard there's some possibilities of music happening and continuing on there.
I don't think our family will ever run out of singers.
Yeah.
It's a lot of musicians.
Yeah, it's a lot of musicians.
A lot of singers in our family.
Yeah, absolutely. So family gatherings, it's got to be hard at family gatherings. Is it difficult when you had Christmas this last year and when you had times where this was the family time with him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Christmas was always a big production.
Yeah.
But he never worked on Christmas, you know, just the Christmas show.
Yeah, yeah.
He had a rule.
Did he have a rule? No. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No concert in Christmas.
Wow, I did not know that.
Family.
Our families are really strict. It's like you can be anywhere in the world, but you got
to
be home
for Christmas.
Wow. Yeah.
They don't care if you're in London or Japan. Yeah. Like, you got to be home.
So possibly a blues fest. Just know how it would evolve or where it would evolve. It might be the question, right?
Well, Billy Gibbons came out with a whole bunch of new videos. Samantha Fish is out and about doing her thing. I haven't really kept in touch with Michael McDonald or anybody. Just, you know, phone calls and texts, see how everybody's doing.
Yeah. Who's in charge of all that stuff?
The Blues Fest?
No, I mean, who's the person that is the one that kind of would arrange that? Would that be Debbie again?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Ray.
Yeah. Yeah, so because that's a lot of organization. That's a lot of work. Oh, I remember how Debbie worked really, really hard on that. I mean,
this is the team to do it.
Yeah, yeah, the power women. I mean, I remember I asked Willie for the fair a couple of times, you know, And he did, you know. I was there, you know, when he sang at the fair and blew. Every time he sang, I kept thinking, how can he do this every time? How can he blow it away out of the park every time? And every time he did. It's not like he would just, like, show up. Sometimes he would show up and give 100%.
The cool thing about Maui people is they don't only want to listen. They want to get up and dance.
It's true, too. Yeah, absolutely true. We only have about 30 seconds left. Debbie, you want to say anything? Say goodbye? No?
Just thank you.
Thank you?
Thank you to everybody for helping and, you know, supporting and loving Willie and keeping his legacy alive.
And thank you, the mayor. Thank you, Mayor Victorino, for honoring truly one of the greatest musicians Maui ever has known and who's inspired the world and really changed the way we think about music here on Maui and in the world, I think. You know, all honor to Willie and to you, his beautiful family, keeping that spirit alive. It's really important. God bless you and aloha.
Aloha.
God bless you. Aloha.